Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the misconception people have regarding the mercy of God on the Day of Judgment. People are of the view that since God is merciful, and of course we know that in Surah Fatiha, in the Bismillah formula, these tremendous attributes of God, Rahman and Rahim, occur, and we frequently recite them as well. And on the basis of these expressions, people think that since God is merciful, His mercy abounds, so therefore it is very, very unlikely that people shall be punished by being consigned to hellfire. And they think that at the end, people shall perhaps go scot-free, and the Almighty will not even put them into this agony of fire punishment. Now, it needs to be understood that, of course, God is merciful, and He Himself has called Himself merciful. But we need to understand that God is also a just being. And we have to realize that all the attributes of God, they must be considered with proper balance. We cannot lay stress on one attribute and neglect the other. So therefore, on the Day of Judgment, of course, the mercy of God will engulf people. But again, we have to realize that God is just also. So therefore, His justice shall also be implemented. And as far as His mercy is concerned, we must also consider the fact that the Quran says that His mercy is not entitled to everyone. There are certain conditions which will, of course, direct His mercy to people. Thus, for example, in Surah Araf, one of the prominent verses which say so is that, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, which, of course, means that His mercy is within the reach of the righteous. And only the righteous deserve it. And people who follow His ways, they deserve it. Similarly, at another place in the Quran, again in Surah Araf, the words are, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّينَ, which of course go in detail, and they say that the Almighty says, yet My mercy encompasses all things. I will show mercy to those that keep from evil, give zakah, and to those that in our signs believe, who believe in the signs of God, and to those that follow the apostle, the unlettered prophet. Of course, since these verses were revealed at the time of the advent of the prophet, so it spells out all the conditions of focusing God's mercy. So therefore, God says that this mercy shall particularly be to people who ward off evil, who keep from evil, who do righteous deeds. And of course, people who do righteous deeds shall be successful in directing the attention and mercy of the Almighty towards them. So we have to be very, very clear here that the Almighty, although of course His mercy abounds and we all expect Him to deal with us mercifully, however, we must also realize that on the Day of Judgment, complete justice shall prevail. God's mercy, of course, shall appear in its full force, but at the same time, His justice shall also appear. And so therefore, this justice will be in balance with His mercy. And we ourselves should be very, very careful in this regard, that we should not follow the ways of the Jews of the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would say that لَنْ تَمَسَّرَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا, and this of course means that the fire shall not touch them except for some time, for a few days. And this is what they contended. So therefore, we also must remain aware of the fact that the mercy of God, of course, shall enshroud us, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. But again, His justice shall also prevail. So therefore, we must make ourselves deserving of His mercy. As I've read out these verses, there are certain conditions which make us deserving of His mercy. And we must not remain in the misconception that the Almighty shall forgive every person on the Day of Judgment and no one shall be punished. This is again against His justice. And this, of course, as the Quran says, shall not happen, because the justice of the Almighty has to prevail. And we must be very, very careful in this regard. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.